On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're exploring the newly formed Office of Health Equity, housed in DHS, the Department of Health Services, charged with implementing policies and programs to address root causes of health inequities. Do you live in a food desert or have lead in your pipes? Do you have trouble seeing a doctor or filling prescriptions due to their cost? What does health equity mean to you and your family? It's 800-642-1234. Michelle Robinson is director of the Office of Health Equity. She holds her doctorate in sociology. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Well, tell us about the new office. What can you tell us about the goals and the aims that you wish to accomplish?
Yeah. So one of the things I'd like to note is that this is Monday and this is the start of week three for me in my new role as director of the Office of Health Equity. But broadly speaking, the Office of Health Equity is an office that was created to address the fact that we know that health is influenced by many, many factors. Oftentimes when we think about health and health outcomes, most of us tend to think about behaviors, you know, whether a person eats well, whether a person exercises, whether they maybe whether they have health insurance or if they see a doctor. But what we know is that where we work, the things that we do for work, our education levels, how much money we earn or how much wealth we have access to, the homes we live in, whether or not we are exposed to environmental contaminants or other kinds of things that might be harmful for our health, or even just whether or not our communities are safe places to live. All of those things impact and shape one's health potential and health outcomes. And we know that government plays a big role in most of those things. We can enact policies that can help create opportunities for folks to advance their education or shape income potential or wealth, or ensure that a community is not exposed to environmental toxins. And so when we're thinking about this office and we're thinking about its mission, we're thinking about the ways in which government can be leveraged in ways to advance health equity through the programs and policies and decisions that we make, but also correcting the ways in which government may have exacerbated or create health inequities. And we know that that's true because of our nation's history around policymaking, and specifically as we think about issues of race and racism and the ways in which a policy has been structured in ways that have created advantages and disadvantages for people based on their skin color. And so as we're thinking about this office and what we're trying to do here, we're really trying to lean into DHS's vision and mission. So the OHE has a specific mission, and our mission is that we want to make DHS a place where equity and justice are embedded as a cornerstone of all the work that we do and how we serve all communities so that we can allow each Wisconsinite to live their best life. As you know, that the mission of DHS is to protect and promote the health and safety of all Wisconsinites. What this office's job is to ensure that we are truly doing that, that no matter where someone lives, where what geography they were born in, their zip code, their educational level, their income, the color of their skin, their gender identity or their sexuality, that they are that they live in a community, and that we are a state that people and individuals and us as a collective community have what we need to live our greatest life and achieve our greatest sort of health potential.
Yeah, what you say there reminds me of even how someone's zip code can tell, you know, about life expectancy, and someone in a nearby zip code can have a life expectancy so much longer than a zip code across town or the next zip code over. And you know, I think that also speaks to the work of what you're trying to do to ensure that all Wisconsinites have access to a healthy lifestyle.
That they have access to the resources, the supports, the assets, the things that they need in order to optimize and have the greatest opportunity to live their best health potential.
what is a day-to-day life like on the job in your office? How will you accomplish these goals?
Yeah, well, you know, the work right now is really trying to identify what those specific objectives and goals are going to be, what our priorities are going to be over, you know, I'm hoping the next 3 to 5 years. And that includes engaging with our internal stakeholders, our subject matter experts throughout the agency, all of the program leaders and staff who are working and doing tremendous work within the Department of Health Services. But it also involves engaging with our external stakeholders, our community members, the folks who we're doing this work on behalf of. There are also some additional opportunities. There's the Governor's Health Equity Council, which has been doing work over the last year, and we'll be releasing a plan next year.
And you were on that council.
Yes, I am on the council.
I should say active.
Yes, I am also a vice chair of that council. Of course, those are two different roles. But yes, that the work of that council will definitely shape and inform the office, as is our internal organization, our Health Equity and Diversity Inclusion Council, which is working on sort of the workforce pieces of this and leading and advising that work internally. There's also the Governor's Health, but the Governor's Equity and Inclusion Advisory Council. So there's a lot of sort of work that's happening in the state that we're really hoping to leverage to inform and shape our priorities on top of, you know, our state health assessment and our state health plans, trying to see, to take all that information in and really sort of synthesize it in order to figure out where are those opportunities, where are those biggest gaps, where's that capacity most needed.
We're talking with Michelle Robinson, Director of the Office of Health Equity, becoming the first director of the new office within the Department of Health Services. She holds a doctorate in sociology. You can join in. What should the state do to improve health equity? Is Wisconsin accessible? What should the state do to improve accessibility? What health inequities have you noticed in your life, in your neighborhood, your community? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Now, your office will work in tandem with the Minority Health Program. What is the difference between the Minority Health Program and what your new office will do?
Yes. Yeah, so the Minority Health Program has been brought into the office. And so the Minority Health Program is a small but critically important program that our state administers. It allows us to provide grants up to $50,000 to community agencies and organizations. And these organizations over the years of the Minority Health Program have done tremendous work to normalize conversations on mental wellness in tribal communities, or work aimed at preventing chronic disease through the work of community health workers, or providing fitness activities for low-income minority middle school students. Lots of important on-the-ground work, working with the folks who are most in need of services and programs. But the Minority Health Program is only one piece of both the Office of Health Equity, but also the work of DHS writ large, as it relates to the work that we're doing to address specifically issues related to minority health, or in the case of Minority Health Program, economically disadvantaged, historically marginalized people of color. And so the Office of Health Equity is sort of looking more broadly than the Minority Health Program, which is really specific to one population or a population of economically disadvantaged minority groups as defined by statute. The Office of Health Equity is really around thinking much more broadly about place, about gender and sexuality and race and ethnicity, and how all of those factors also shape one's health outcomes and divergences in those outcomes.
I see. Thank you. Let's bring on a caller now. Denise is joining us from Viroqua. Hi, Denise.
Good morning, and thank you for having this show. My husband is Black. I am white, and we live in Southwest rural Wisconsin, and it is extremely difficult to find Black providers. We have found that the majority of the white providers we have gone to do not acknowledge or understand how Black health is different than white health in regards to skin, pain, etc. And I'm wondering, what is this department going to do to promote and encourage Black doctors? There's one in a 70-mile radius. And I'd like to know what this program or this department is going to do to help alleviate the scarcity of Black doctors in our community. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. Go ahead, Michelle Robinson.
Yeah, Denise, thank you for your question. You know, this challenge that you're raising is one that we know is true throughout the state, but also throughout most of the nation. Despite the gains of as it relates to diversity and pipeline and healthcare, there is still a lot of work that we need to do to increase the number of Black African-American physicians, physician assistants, nurses, that representation throughout most of the healthcare continuum. And so I think that, you know, there are programs that have existed, some exist in our state, but may not have yet been expanded specifically for African-American medical students, but programs such as incentives to work in rural communities or in communities that have lower racial and ethnic diversity. There are programs that like help pay off student loans for doctors or healthcare providers that are willing to work in communities like that. Cover cost of training and things of that sort. So I think that there are some ideas out there that we should be thinking about as a state as it relates to how do we both, as we are bringing in students of color, as we're bringing in Black and African-American physicians into our medical programs, like how do we ensure that Wisconsin can be a place where they see themselves remaining post medical school or post their formal training.
Michelle Robinson, first director of DHS's new Office of Health Equity. Her work will focus on programs to break down barriers to DHS services, improve outreach on health programs. What would you like this new office to focus on? What should its priorities be? What barriers have you had to overcome to get access to the public healthcare system in our state? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap with Michelle Robinson here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Health Department has named its director for the newly formed Office of Health Equity that'll work to address health disparities, promote inclusion with an eye on making DHS programs more accessible to people from all walks of life. Michelle Robinson was named director last month, has been on the job 3 weeks, holds a doctorate in sociology. Previously, she was the director of the Office of the Inspector General and the Equity and Systems Change Research and Policy Officer at the Department of Children and Families. She's with us for about 9 more minutes. Can you explain how that previous job in Children and Families informs what you take into your new role?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, for one, as the Equity and Systems Change Research and Policy Officer, I had the opportunity to really think about health equity more broadly. So one of the challenges about, a lot of our current conversations around health equity is that it's often reduced to health access or health care. And as I kind of started off this morning's conversation saying is that it's much, much broader than that. As the Equity and Systems Change Research and Policy Officer, which is a mouthful, at DCF, I really got the chance to really think about the ways in which agencies that are outside of the typical health providing agencies can think about themselves and the roles that they play as far as stewards of equity and also potential contributors of equity. So when we're thinking about access to childcare, when we're thinking about access to economic security, jobs, income, livable wages, when we're thinking about things like how access or connection or interaction with the child welfare system or child support can can particularly shape or harm communities. That was a lot of the work that I got to do there, which is part of how I ended up being the representative, the designee for the GHEC, the Governor's Health Equity Council, for DCF originally. So thinking about that and thinking about what that means from a education standpoint and a systems change standpoint, when we're seeing our programs as not just simply as services, but as services and strategies that actually have health outcomes for individuals and for families and for communities. It sort of shifts, I think, both the importance of the work and also our lens of thinking about how we make decisions about program functioning and program design and those types of things. And then, of course, as the former Inspector General of the Department of Children and Families, what I really benefited from, or what I take into this new role is the importance of understanding the design of programs and thinking about the effectiveness and efficiency and how we can create programs that are really truly empowered to do the things that they are designed or tasked with achieving as far as their program goes.
In terms of effectiveness and efficiency and the tasks at hand, how would you characterize the work that the Governor's Health Equity Council has done thus far? I mean, it was created in 2019, I believe.
Yeah, it was created in, the EO was created in March of 2019, and the committee was stood up in September of 2020. Mm-hmm. And the work that they have been doing over the last 6 months has been focused on developing those recommendations. So the council is structured around sort of four main subcommittees, one focused on policies, one focused on programs, the other one focused on sort of understanding power and representation, and a last one that's really thinking about how do we frame and talk about health equity so that instead of health equity being seen as a provocative thing, that people understand that health equity is something we should all want to achieve. You know, I like to think about, you know, we often hear this this saying, health is wealth. So if health is wealth, then the wealth of our nation is embodied and dependent upon the health of the people who reside here. And so we really have to be committed to ensuring that, you know, we're doing what we can to ensure that we have a healthy population, that we can, individuals, regardless of their backgrounds, can achieve their most optimal health status, because that is what's going to ensure the vitality of our communities, of our society, and of our nation in the long run.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Michelle Robinson, who's director of the new Office of Health Equity, first director of the newly formed office. You can join in. What does equity mean to you? How do you think DHS should respond to health disparities? 800-642-1234. In the Office of Health Equity, can you give us a sense of what you see in terms of the budget and the staffing and the allocation that has been given to this office as it begins?
Well, as I said a bit a while ago, the work right now is really around trying to figure out the design and what our goals are. You know, what I am really committed to is ensuring that I build a sustainable structure that is designed to and designed in a way to maximize its ability to achieve those goals. And so right now, that is the work we're doing, is figuring out what is going to be our core priorities and then being able to connect the resources to those.
Something along the lines that Denise had said, you know, in terms of the lack of physicians of color, Wisconsin healthcare providers and UW researchers have also been studying these health disparities for a while. And one, for instance, is that rural areas are underserved with colorectal cancer screening and urban areas lag in childhood vaccinations. So as you try to make sense of what priorities, what is on top, which health disparities are really, you know, on your radar and something you know you need to address?
So chronic health issues are pretty personally important to me as a person who, if you've ever heard my story, or if you know me personally, you know that my family, I come from a family that's particularly burdened by autoimmune diseases and cancer. And those two things have led to a quite low life expectancy for the women in my family, especially. But as it relates to sort of that personal and the, you know, the work, it's trying to figure out like, what are those, what is the areas of need, of greatest need in the state? And also like, hopefully, ideally, what possible options are there that sort of allows us to understand sort of these cross-cutting issues? Because the reality is that disparities tell us about disproportionality, right? It tells us about communities that are perhaps more burdened by a particular outcome, but in reality, what disparities often hide, at least unless you're a statistician or someone who talks data a lot, is that there's a distribution. And so, you know, even in the example you just provided about access and healthcare access being sort of a challenge in rural communities versus urban communities, like we know that there are healthcare access challenges that exist between urban and rural communities. And I think what's really important is thinking about the ways in which the particular context of those different communities shape differently what those access problems are. For example, in rural communities, it's often literally the lack of a provider there. Whereas in urban communities, there could be things like transportation differences or trust issues, or just access challenges as far as the cost, the prohibitive cost of healthcare and things of that sort. And so for me, I'd like to really think about trying to address whatever those outcomes we focus on, being able to sort of hold the complexity of the story, mm-hmm. instead of making the story seem like this is this community's issue and this is not this community's issue, really showing the ways in which there are these shared stakes and that what might be different is
it's the interconnected burden. Yes. Michelle Robinson, thank you for joining us. Michelle Robinson is Director of the Office of Health Equity. This is a State Capitol Report, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.